Okay, we left off on Daf Chesem Adbeis. Let's just re-begin and recycle the shitos that we already saw from the Tanur Rabbanan by Seva. In other words, it's about 8 lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line. Tanur Rabbanan, hiskachili b'mana, tenei malgabe Seva, eina mekudeshes. Why eina mekudeshes agabe sela? I, we saw on daf zayin amad beis ches amad aleph that we have, I'm sorry, vav amad beis zayin amad aleph, that we have a din of arev. Why don't we apply the world of arev to the world of sela? So we saw, according to Rashi and the Rashba, that two factors. A, that when a woman is reacting to the statement of a man, as opposed to initiating, we don't apply the din of arev. A, and B, the lechora, from the fact that Rashi brought in the whole issue of arev only when we dealt with Abba, Avicha, etc., as opposed to the world of Yamin or called Dover HaAved, that the whole din of Arev only applies in a situation of Ben Das, when we're dealing with a human being, as opposed to something which is inanimate. And we explained that one of the understandings of Arev was that when it's given to a third party, it's as though it is given to the Arev. When it's given to a third party, it's as though it's given to the woman. But you need a party. You need someone whose acceptance would be the equivalent ki'ilu nasanla. So that was Rashi and the Rashba. So over here, we don't have a din of arev. The sela is not hers. There is no way that we have over here kedushin. The Ramban, on the other hand, pointed out that there's another understanding of arev. The understanding of arev is that she is nehene, that her word is being fulfilled. And if she is being nehene, if her world is being fulfilled, then lechora, even if she is reacting as opposed to initiating, and then lechora, my nafgamina, if where the money is put is in the hands of a bardas, or even on an inanimate object, lechora, the din of arev should apply. So the Ramban understands that we only have a din of arev when we're dealing with a situation where money is being spent because of her word. Money is being lost because of her word. Because of her word, money is being thrown into the ocean, money is being thrown into a fire. Then we could speak about the world of arev. But if we have a situation where simply you're putting something on the ground, nothing is being lost, there we don't have a din of arev. So according to all the Rishonim, it works out very, very nicely that in the world of Tanaim al-Gabe Sela, there's nothing to talk about in terms of arev. What about imhaya hasela she'la? So here we have already kedushin. Why over here do we have kedushin? So Rashi introduces a new concept. Imhaya sela she'la mekudeshet she'chatzero shel adam, namely she said to name agabe sela, and the sela belonged to her. Then we have a din of kinyan chatzer, chatzero shel adam kone. Harehu kamo shemekablato. It's as though you're putting it into her hand. That chatzer mitam yad, that we have over here, a direct form of kinyan. You tell the woman, I want to give you kedusha in your hand. She says, put it in my chatzer. That's one and the same. And therefore, she is mekudeshin. Okay. That appears to be fine until we get to the next line. That we have boy Rabbi Bibi. Boy, Rav Bibi, Sela shel shnehem mahu. Here, Tosas takes Rashi to task. If the world of Sela shela mekudeshet is because of kinyan chatzer, and Sela shel shnehem then would have the status of chatzer hashutvim, what is the halacha in chatzer hashutvim? Can one of the shutvim be kone with the kinyan chatzer in a chatzer hashutvim? What does Tosas posit? No. That the chatzer hashutfin is only meaningful that if one of the two shutfin want to be kona in a kli with a hagba'ah, So we'll say that this is not considered to be like Rishus HaRabim, where Hagbah doesn't work, but rather it's similar to a Simta. It's, in other words, and Hagbah works, but Kinyan Chatzer for one Shutaf doesn't work. So Lechora, the Gemara is not being based on Kinyan Chatzer. That's Tosis's question. So over here we have two directions. One direction is taken by the Rashba, and the other direction is taken by Tosfos, but Tosis himself is very, very Sphinx-like in terms of his terminology, but the Rosh explains Tosfos very clearly. What does the Rashba say? How does the Rashba deal with this issue? I photostated for you the Rashba. Do we have to reject the world of Kinyan Chatzer because we're dealing over here with a Chatzer Shel Shutvim? The Rashba asked Tosis his question. The Imtomar Imi Din Zechi, the second line, Imi Din Zechi Anaguba, if we're talking about a Kinyan Chatzer, Maiti Boelig or Habibi Besela Shel Shnehem, Ili Nicha Gabe Karka Lo Kansa, that Chatzer Shutvim Ein Konin. And so what over here is the Hemshech of the Gemara. Right. So what does the Rashba answer three lines from the bottom, V'yesh Lomar? V'yesh Lomar, the Hachi Kami Boile, Kevon de Isla Shutvus Begavei, Hachi Ka Amrale, Hanichuhu Al HaSela Shetekablehu Li, V'ihu Kevon de Machazer Lekadsha, Moshe La Mekomo, V'kansa Umikadsha. What over here is the suffix of Rav Bibi that may be built into her statement, to name Agabe Sela, since the Sela is owned B'shutfus. So what is basically she asking him, or what is she implying? Nachon, in other words, Ukimta, set up an Ukimta, that since the husband knows that as long as he has Rishuyot in the Sela, there's no way the Kedushin is going to take place, but it's in his hands to be mevatir, to be mochel on his ownership of half of the Sela, he'll lend it to her in order that she be able to make a kinyan. He wants to marry her. He's giving her a Sela. A mana. He's giving her a mana, and she says, put it on a Sela, which is owned by both of us. So maybe, by the act of his putting on the Sela, he is taking his bailus off of the Sela to allow her to be mekudeshet with a kinyan chatzer. Or maybe, no, right? Or maybe she is simply saying, look, you know, I know this belongs to both of us. There's no way I can be mekudeshet in both of us. And what I'm telling you basically is I'm not interested in being mekudeshet. That's the suffix of Ravibi, that we have a lot of unknowns over here. It's like playing charades. You're not exactly sure what they mean by their actions. So over here, when she tells him to put it there, does she mean, and do everything possible that it belong to me? Or is she saying, I know it can't belong to me, so I'm basically telling you to go jump in the lake? That's the suffix of Rav Bibi, to set up an ukimta where the chatzer shel shutvim in this situation would be nullified. It would be neutralized in order that kedushin could take place. That is one approach. Okay, to stick with Rashi and just add in ukimta that the chatzer shel shutvim lends itself to be neutralized. However, Tosfos himself takes a totally different approach. V'nira v'farei, says Tosfos, two lines from the bottom, towards the end of the line. D'hocha hatam de'ein toloi b'kinyan chatzera, ela kishasela shela samchadaita, u'b'she'ena shela lo samchadaita, u'boi kishasela sheshnehem im samchadaita o lo. What over here is the direction of Tosfos? Tosfos reinterprets the entire sugya. Where is the kinyan taking place in this sugya? On the Sela? No. If we take place on the Sela, Sela Shel Shnehem will never be an Abaya. Right? In other words, you can't say that a Stama Sela is not a Chatzer. Sela Shela is a Chatzer. And Sela Shel Shnehem is a Suffolk because it's not a Suffolk. So what then is the issue? Let's look together at the Rosh. So look at the Rosh in Siman Yud Beis in Perek Aleph. The Rosh tells us he was bothered by the issue that Tosfos raises, but rather than go in the direction of the Rashba and stick to the world of Chatzer, what the Rosh does is expand on Tosfos. V'yesh lomar d'hocha ein hadavar tolei b'kinyan sheyehekone ayadei hasela. We don't need the sela for a kinyan. Myri afilu zrako latoch cheka v'kibalto. Nothing, you know, he's giving it to her directly. He's giving the money to her. He's tossing it in her hand. He's tossing it in her purse. He's tossing it in her. She's catching it. V'kibalto. But the problem is her amira. We point out it's not enough to have an asina of kesef. We need an amira. And what is her amira? Her amira is kevan de amra tnei magabe sela have kilu amra eini chafetz b'kedushin. I don't want the kedushin. I so give back the ring. Now I'll take the ring as a gift. Namely, I'm not interested. If you want to give it to me as a gift, fine. In other words, but her saying tnei magabe sela is basically saying nothing doing. I'm not interested in marrying you. But if she says tnei magabe sela sheli, then she is interested in marrying him. And what if she says tnei magabe sela shel shneinu? Then it's unclear. Namely, it's all, we're not dealing over here with the sela as being the means of kedushin. The means of kedushin, the means of kinyan, the means of kinyan is a classic kinyan via hagbah. In other words, that it's going into her hand. It's simply being tossed into her purse. There's no problem over here in terms of the kinyan. The question is in terms of the das. Does she have smichus das, or does she not have smichus das? So here, to understand her code, sela, you know, it's stama sela, it's telling him go jump in the lake, I'm willing to take a gift, I'm not willing to be mekudosh. Put it on mine, so it's as though she's saying, I'm happy to be mekudosh. Put it on the hours, not clear, unclear. That's all. You know, it's simply to take it out of the realm of chotzer and move it into the realm of smichus das. However, you saw over here that there's also a third option. What's a third option? Not the the Rashba and not the Rush, but rather some of you have it in the back of Gemara. Otherwise, I photostated for you the Tosus Rid. What's the Tosus Rid's issue over here? How does he learn? He begins like Tosus, like the Rush and Tosfos. Im hayasela shel shneihem shoel im bederach kas amralo o bechol halev. However, ubekulanim amra ve'ekadesh anilacha nireli shehi mekudeshet debechol leiv ka'amrale ubechol makom sheyitneim b'tzivuya ki'ilu sam biyada dami. I mean, what did the Tosus Harid do? In other words, going beyond everything that we've seen up to now. According to Rashi, the kinyan over here is chatzer. According to the Rosh and Tosfos, the kinyan over here is yad. She's giving it to her. What, according to the Tosus Rid, is the kinyan? If she's interested in getting married, what is the kinyan?
I think she's saying that she wants. If she tells us for sure that she.
What is the kinyan that b'chol makom she yitnein b'tzivuya ki'ilu samet b'yad. What kind of, what do we call that? What is the form over here of kinyan? Is it, according to Rashi, we're dealing with a kinyan chatzer. According to Rosh and Tosos, we're dealing with the kinyan. He's actually giving it to her. According to the Tosos Rid, when he puts it on a sela, the sela is not her chatzer, nor is it her yad. But what is it? Again, the language. Kol makom sheyitneim b'tzivuya ki'ilu sam v'yad adame. This is the kinyan arev, namely that which Rashi, the Rashba, the Ramban says does not apply to the world of Sela at all. Right? That's how we began the shir today. That's in the world of Sela, there's no Arif, according to Rashba, because she's, according to Rashi and the Rashba, A, she's reacting. B, the Sela is not a ben das. C, according to the Ramban, the person is not losing anything. However, the Tosfos Rid says no. If she will say, if she will add the words, Ekadesh ani lecha, when you do that, when you listen to me, what I'm asking you, when you put it on the Sela, I'm going to be Mekudeshet to you.
if she's showing that she has smichas das, then arev works. How does arev work? With which track of arev? Is this the track that that she is so pleased that her word is being kept that she has hana'a, and that's the din of arev? Or is it the track of arev that when it's given to a third party, it's as though it's given to her? What does Tosfos Rid say black and white? B'kol makom she named it tzivuya ki ilu sam biyada dame. Namely, he's learning like Rashi. He's learning like Rashi that we're dealing over here with the world of when it's given to the lova, it's as though it's being given to the arev. It's as though it's going through the hands of the arev. But as opposed to Rashi, who says this doesn't work by someone who is not a ben das, the Tosfos Rid says it does work. There's no reason why it shouldn't work. In other words, we're dealing over here with halachic mechanism. My nafkamina, if it's put into someone's hand or it's put onto a rock. The ikar is that the moment that her word is being done, it's as though it was given to her. It's as though it was given to her and she put it on the rock. It was as though it was given to her and she gave it to the lofa. It's as though. Namely, that there's no reason that just because the Torah speaks about Nesina, that we have to put in a ben das. We can learn it even by an inanimate object. Namely, the Tosfos Rid is Rashi squared, is a super Rashi. Taking Rashi, but taking it all the way. I, over here, she is reacting. Yeah, but she adds in the words, Ve'kara shani lecha. And so if it's clear that she has smichus das, we're going to apply the din of arev. So when she says, put it on a rock, so we say, what she means is, I don't have das. When she says, put it on my rock, she has das. When she says, put it on our rock, so then it's unclear whether she has das or not. Right? That this is totally on her facial expressions, it's totally on her tone. Right? That's a suffix. That's a suffix of Rav Bibi. In other words, when she tells him, put it on our rock, is it's as though she's saying, and when you do that, it's as though it's coming via me, right? It's as though, you know, where it's that it's coming to me and I'm putting it on the rack, or is she telling him, go jump in the lake? That's unclear. But we're dealing over here with a din of arev, even by an inanimate object. That's the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid. Okay, so we have over here three perushim of why Sela Sheli works. The Sela Sheli works because it's her chotzer. That's Rashi. The Sela, because there's no din of arev in a Sela. The Sela Sheli work because the kinyan is really going to her, right? It's going into her hands. And Sela Sheli is just showing her smichas das. That was the perush of the Rosh and Tosfos. Or the Sela Sheli work because we have a kinyan arev. Because we have a din of arev, that when you put it on the sela, it's via, because I asked you to, it's as though it went via me to the sela. So it's as though you gave it to me, even though you're putting it on an inanimate object. That's the way that the Tosfos Rid wants to learn. What about sela shel shneinu? So there we have a suffix, each within his own world. According to Rashi and the Rashba, the suffix is whether the owner of the Sela took off his ownership to allow her to be Kona. According to the Rush and Tosfos, we have a suffix as to whether there is Smichus Das. According to the Tosfos Rid, we have a suffix, the Kinyan Arev only works with the Smichus Das. It's unclear in the Sela Shel Shneinu, is there Smichus Das or not? Okay, if you want to, you can point out, just to understand what's going on over here, that in the world of Kedushin, we saw from Daf Beis through Daf Ches that we have a number of requirements. We have a requirement of Smichus Da'as on the part of the Isha, called Da'as Makna. And we have a requirement that we need Kesef, or Shave Kesef, or Hana'ah. And we have a requirement that we need a Nesina, Lidei HaIsha. So what is the issue in Sela, and what is the issue in Sela Shel Shneinu? So according to the Rosh and Tosos, this is the issue. According to the Tosfos, read. The issue that we have. According to this would not be a good way of putting it. We have certainly a mon in this case. According to Tosfos Reed, the question is putting on the seller considered to be giving it to her? Do we have a din over here of Arev? And according to the Rashba, the issue is one of, in terms, all right, we need Smichus Das and we need Nesina. This is. According to the Russian Tosfos, it's only an issue of Smichus Das. It's only an issue of Smichus Das because we have a Kenyan coming to her. According to the Tosfos Rid, it's only an issue of Nesina. Is giving it, putting it there, considered to be a Nesina to her? Because the world of Arev works. According to the Rashba, it's sort of a combination of both. In order to have a Nesina, in which she has to be willing to imply with her words that I want you to do the maximum that it should come to me. And so if the maximum that it should come to her means being mevatir on your part within the sela, then we have over here that ukimta would create the nesina. That would create the chatzah. Okay? So that's what we have up to this point. Then the Tosfos Reed continues and adds in something which is like, wow. He says, V'nira li, on the third line in the Tosfos Reed, to hu hadin gabe get, im haya ba'ala nosein la gita v'amar lo sim oto al gabe sela, o al gabe karka ves garesh mugureshes. Namely, that once we apply the world of Arev even to inanimate objects, just as Arev works in the world of Kesef, where also would Arev work? Which is what form of kinyan? Haisha nicknames bekesef b'shtaru b'biya. In other words, Arev we've been speaking about up to now as a form of nesinas kesef. What is the Tosfos Reed telling us that it also works for shtar? Right, a get is a shtar. That's a chiddush. We're not aware that the din of Arev works in the world of shtar. That if someone tells someone put a shtar somewhere and he does it because of that word, that's considered to be a kinyan of the shtar. Generally, if a husband were to put the shtar on the karka, that would be trigitech mi'alav egabe karka. There's no nesina. To say that the world of Arev applies to shtar, that we don't see anywhere in the Gemara. That's the Tosfos Reed is creating this. Puf, yesh me'ayin. That have a kamisha sam biyada dame. It's not similar to trigitech mi'algabe karka. There was no arev. Here, she says, put it on the karka. He does according to her word. We have a din of arev. That's a tremendous chiddush. In other words, that we apply arev out of the world of kesef. The Tosfos Reed is the source of such a chiddush. And then what it comes out is that we have a new track. Up to now, we had a track of shliach kabbalah, right? That if the woman appoints a shliach, then that person's receiving the get is as though the woman receives the get. Here, the woman doesn't have to go to the shliach and say, you will be my shliach. The woman will simply tell her husband, give it to so-and-so. And then the moment it's given to so-and-so, she's megureshet, not be din shliach kabbalah. That person was never appointed. Me din arev. It just opens up all sorts of, it just opens up a whole new world of nesina.
that we have not only a Shlicha Kabbalah, that we also have Arev. Okay, that's the Tosfos read by us. You know, you'd expect the Tosfos read in Gittin. It's not in Gittin. It's in Kedushin, in the Sugya of Tenem Al Gavei Sela. We find the Shita, the Tosfos read, that in a get, a woman can simply tell her husband, give the get to the Bezdin, and I'll be Megurashet. She never made the Bezdin a Shlicha Kabbalah for her. Doesn't have to. They never accepted being a Shlicha Kabbalah. Who cares? As long as her word is being done, the Bezdin is no worse than a Sela. Bezdin is no worse than Karka. Yes?
Why do we need her word by get? Can it be done by Korcha?
It can be given to her Baal Korcha, but you need a Nesina. Because of Sefer Krisus, V'nosan biyada. It can be given to her when she's sleeping. It can be given to her. There are all sorts of halachas of how to give it to her. But to give it to someone else, and she'll be Megureshet, up to now, that was only if she made a Shlicha Kabbalah. We pointed out, the husband cannot make a Shlicha Kabbalah because it's a chov. Ein chovin l'adam shelo b'fanav. Only she can make a Shlicha Kabbalah. She has to appoint a Shlicha Kabbalah. What if she never appointed a Shlicha Kabbalah? But she said, I don't care. Just, you know, you could write the get and give it to the Bezdin. It's fine. She never appointed them a Shlicha Kabbalah. So according to Tosfos Reed, that also works. Okay, that's a tremendous chiddush. Okay, so let's continue to the world of Kelev. We saw the world of Sela. Now it's over to the world of Kelev. So we have, and here Yisrael had a Ha'ara last week, but the Ramban basically related to it. So let's see what we have in the world of Kelev. Hiskachi b'kikar. He wants to be mekadesh her not with a mana, but with a loaf of bread. And she says, take that loaf of bread, utenehu lekelev, eina mekudeshet. Why eina mekudeshet? Why eina mekudeshet? Because according to Rashi, why don't we say the din of Arev? Why is this different than give the kikar to Ploni and I'll be mekudeshet to you?
She's responding.
She is responding, and B, the kelev is not a bardas, right? In other words, but according to the Ramban, we pointed out that you can use a din Arev even if there is not a bardas. As long as what? As long as money is being spent. So here, what's going to happen to the kikar when it's given to a kelev? It's going to be eaten. Why is that different than the toltos raktol yam or lachol davar ha'aved? That according to the Ramban, it works if she says ve'kadesh ani lacha. So the Ramban himself says it would work had she said ve'kadesh ani lacha. Namely, that really over here we have all of the trappings of Arev. It should work, as Yisrael pointed out in the Beis Medrash last week. It should work, but what we're missing is her smichus das. She never said akadesh libacha, and so we assume when she says give it to a dog, she never meant and I'll be married to you. She meant go jump in the lake. That's the issue over here. But if she says give it to my dog, then clearly what is she intending? To get married, where is the kess of kedushin? The hana of what? You're feeding her dog, right? In other words, you feed my dog, and I'll be married to you. That's hana. So she's married with a hana of his feeding her dog. Okay, so the Gemara fits in very nicely according to everyone. However, then the Gemara has a suffolk. What's the suffolk? Boy Rav Mari, Kelev Rots Achareha, and Rashi points out to come and to bite her. We have the dog is running after her to bite her, and she says, throw the kikar to that dog which is running after me to bite me. Do we say Bahu Hanoa the Kamatzla Nafsha Mine Gamra Umekanyola Nafsha? That she is mekudeshet with hana'a, the hana'a that she is being saved from this dog. L'chaura, that's worth more than feeding her dog. Or do we say, O dilma matzi amrele, mida oraisa chiyuve mechayevis la'atsulan, you have a chiyuv to save me. teku. What over here is this suffik? What over here is this suffik? Again, he says to her, his kachili bikikar. I want to kaddish you with a biscuit. And she says, throw it to the dog who's running after me to bite me. And there are two ways of interpreting what she meant. Either, I'll be so grateful to you that with that hanoa I'll marry you. Or, she is telling him, throw it to the biscuit, because that's your chiyuv al pi din Torah. And I'm not going to be married to you. What is the issue over here? Pshuto of the Gemara, the way Tosfos Rih HaZaken understands it. There's something we've already seen come up throughout the Amud, and it's going to come up through the next Amud as well. Does she have
das?
Does she have smichus das? That's what the Tosfos Rih says, black and white. Right? Gamra u'mekanya. You know, it's when she says, give it to the dog, does she mean, and I will marry you, v'lashon ritzuhu de kamara, and I'll be happy to marry you. O chiyuva mechayivis v'ronis ratzeitzi b'kedushin. Ela amarti lecha tatzileni, kamo shiita chayev, l'hatzol nefesh achas, me Yisrael, treat me no worse than any other Jew. I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew who's being run after by a dog. So save me the way you're mechuyev to save any Jew. That's nothing to do with kedushin. Do your mitzvah. Do your mitzvah, but I'm not, this has nothing to do with marriage. That's simply the suffix. Do we have smichus das or not? However, if we move over to other Rishonim, we see totally different language. Let's look at the Ritva. Kelev rotz achareha. You have it? Kelev rotz achareha mahu perush. Va'amra litno lekelev. Mi amrinan harayuka kelev shela. V'nachta l'kedushin v'lo l'tashlumin. What's this lo l'tashlumin? Mi amin ad habikelov shala. In other words, and she's getting hana. With the same way he feeds her dog, he's feeding this wild dog, and she's happy that she's out of the picture. What's this lo l'tashlumin? O dilma da'amrele mi da'oraisa mechayevis la'atzule perush al da'as l'hishtalem lo la'abed mamono b'chinam. The Havele Mavriach Ari Minichse Chaveiro Lahatzilo Shezelo Matzinu Vachimuche Perhegozel the Chiyavet Minashe Eno Mishtalem Krum Aval Hacha David Midaita Damrlo Teneu Lekelav Mishtalem Mi Mena. The Poda Shavui Kevin Shiragilo Hanezek Rochoshe Mavriach Ari Kede Isaba Bekama Umishtalem Minemi Pim Rabbeinu Natri Rechmano Uparke. What over here is going on in the Ritva? So it'll help us just to have one Rishon as a bit of background information, and that is the Rush in Sanhedrin. The Ritva is not the Rush, but having the Rush as a foil will help us understand the Ritva. What does the Rush say in Sanhedrin? The Rush points out in the 8th parak of Sanhedrin, the Gemara Tanya, a very famous Gemara. Minayim l'roa eskavero shetovea binohar ochaya gororato olistim ba'im alav. That when a Jew sees another Jew in life danger, how do we know shechayav lehatzilo? How do we know that there is this concept of arvus that a Jew should save another Jew who's in life danger? Sheneemar lo ta'amod al dam re'echa. Pasuk. So Gemara asks, we have a better pasuk. Ha mehacha nafka? Mehasam nafka. Avedas gufo minayin tam lomar v'hashevo salo. That if we have a kalvacham, if you have to pay, give someone back a monetary aveda that he lost, kal vachomer, if his own life is in danger of being lost, kal vachomer, you should give it to him. Ime hasam have emina benafshe. Avola mitrach vaagure lo kamash malon. If we only had the pasuk of aveda, we would have thought that you're chayav to do something with your body, jump into the ocean to save her. Avol mitrach v'agure, but what if you can't save her, but someone else can? But you can pay that person to save her, right? That there's a lifesaver, and he'll say, "I'll save her for $40." How do you know that you're mechuyev to give the $40? So that's the pasuk of lo tamod adam riecha, kamash malon. But then the rush continues. After the person is saved, then the savee, the one who is saved, has to pay back the saver
the money that he put out. The ein adam mechuyev lahatzol nefesh chaveiro b'mamono heichad yisli mamono lenitzol. If the nitzol is penniless, okay, so your mitzvah cost you money. But if the nitzol had money, he has to compensate you if you spent money trying to save him. And he brings a proof text. Okay, so we have over here a rush that says that when there is a mitzvah to save someone, then you're putting out the money only temporarily. You're going to get that money back. Whatever money you're putting out to save someone, you're going to get back. You know, where it's with a smile and with a thank you note, etc. The Ritva doesn't go as far as the Rosh. The Ritva says that we have a concept called Mavriach Ari Minichse Chaveiro. Now let's say a person has a flock of sheep and you see a lion stalking that flock of sheep and you go ahead and you hire hunters to chase away the lion. And then you go to that person and you say, I want you to know, had I not hired those hunters, your sheep would have really been in danger, and so I'd like you to compensate me. According to the Ritva, is there any compensation in that situation? No. You did a wonderful thing, but it was a grumma, right? In other words, you pushed away a cause that was likely to cause nezek, but there was never any nezek in the picture yet. It was all potential. When you push away potential nezek, there is no payment. However, according to the Ritva, if the nezek was already in full motion, namely the lion was already not just standing there stalking, but he was running to eat the sheep, and at that point, you know, one of the hunters shot the lion, or the shepherd called out, shoot the lion, save me, shoot the lion. In that case, there would have to be a payment. Okay? So comes along the Ritva and says, what do we have over here in our case? We have a woman who is being chased by a dog, and someone says, I want to be Mekadesh you with a biscuit. And she says, take that biscuit and throw it to the dog who's running after me. So does she owe the money for the biscuit? L'chori, yes. So now, can we view that as kesef kedushin?
No.
Well, that's the question. Do we say that what she meant was throw it to the biscuit, and I'm so happy you saved my life, that Hanani, you saved my life, I want you to be mekudeshet to you? Or is she saying, throw the biscuit and I'll pay you back, like anyone who is being saved by a third party? And then the biscuit was never kesef kedushin, because the moment that it's being paid back, it was never stayed by her. It's a boomerang. It was thrown, or a boomerang, right? What do they call those things? That, right? It just goes to her and then comes back to him. That's not kesef kedushin. Kesef kedushin isn't, I'll lend you the money for 5 minutes and then give it back to me. That's not kesef kedushin. Right, so this is not a matana amanas achzir. It's simply being loaned to her temporarily, and that's the question over here. Do we have kesef kedushin? That's what the Ritva's issue is. Okay, so okay, and then let's now look at the Rashba. Right, the Rashba. The Rashba has a third issue, kedushi Rashba. Lishna debahi hanoa de ka'amar, mashma de ikar taima de teneu lekerav hanicheo asela, eno ela mishum de roshakla midi de liskadeshbe. Vachi haya kerav rots achareha, af agav de loma mosho shel kerav koshakla, on one hand, ha isla hanoas hatsala, de shavira kepruta. Alma, Rav Mishum Dilo Amra the Eskadesh, Have Taima, the Af Agav the Ka Amra the Eskadesh Anilacha, maybe Aina Mekudeshet Dilo Shakla Midi. Right, this is the third way of learning. Again, we saw one way of learning in the Tosfos Rihazake. There we have an issue of Smichus Das. We have another way of learning that we have a question, do we have over here a Pruta? because maybe the pruta is just going to go back to the matzil, because that's the halacha under these circumstances. This is not a case of mavriach ari. This is a case where there's real nezek going on, and she is requesting to be saved. In that case, everyone agrees that she has to pay back. And so maybe we don't have over here kesef kedushin. Or maybe the issue, according to the Rashba, is a third issue. What third issue? On one hand, he's saving her, and that's worth money. On the other hand, maybe she's not receiving anything because of what? Who is this person working for when, in quotation marks, when he is saving her? Hashem. He's not working for her. He's not doing it for her. He's doing it for God. This is a mitzvah. What is the halacha when someone is nehene, when someone else is doing a mitzvah? Do we say that that mitzvah was mahana this person, or do we say, who cares? No, that was simply ancillary hana. That was just icing on the cake. The ikar hana was the fact that this person did a mitzvah. Maybe a mitzvah is not considered to be a hana ben adam l'chaveiro. A mitzvah is only ben adam l'makom. Like, let's say, for example, in other words, a bus driver, it's pouring rain outside, I'm standing at the bus stop, and the bus driver almost doesn't see me, and then I see, you know, he stops a little way, and he opens the door, and I run, and I say, I thank you so much, I was pouring, etc. Was the bus driver doing it for me? He's being paid by whom? Not by my, in other words, I'm giving money to Eged, right? He's getting paid by Eged. He's supposed to stop at every stop for Eged, not for me. When I press a button, he's not stopping at my stop for me. He's stopping, that's his job. He's getting, in other words, I can thank him for doing his job nicely, but he's not doing it for me. He's doing it because it's his job. That any time there's a passenger on his bus, no matter who it may be, he's supposed to stop at a stop that that person presses the button for. So he's not giving, you know, if the bus driver were to say, I'll be mekadesh you with the hano, I'm going to leave you off at your bus stop. So certainly I'm being nehene, he's leaving me off at the bus stop, but that's his mitzvah. Or in bus driver's case, that's his job. Right? He's not giving me hano, he's doing his job. So maybe every time a person does a mitzvah, it's not for me, it's his job. That's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, Amar lei, midoraisa chiyuvi machaves l'atzulan. You have to do this as a mitzvah. You're not doing it for me, right? You're doing it as a mitzvah. Anyone who the dog was running after, you would have thrown a biscuit to in order to save that individual. And so it happens that I am being nehene, but that's purely a side issue. So now, let's go back to our board that I wanted to write before. Okay. So we pointed out, and that would have been in a little neater. Okay. That's for the switch of names. That in the world of Kedushin, we pointed out that you need Smichus Da'as, you need Kesef, or Shaveh Kesef, or Hana'ah, and you need Nesina. So, in the case of Kelev Rutz, in which of these realms do we have a suffix? So, according to the Tosus Rihazakein, the suffix is, do we have Smichus Das? When she says, toss the biscuit to the dog, does she mean, and I will be your wife, or, and I will not be your wife? According to the Rashba, the question is, do we have over here a Shaveh Kesef? Do we have over here Hana? Is he doing it for her? Or the moment it's a mitzvah, he's doing it for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The biscuit is going for his mitzvah, right? Not to her. So she is getting saved, but that's a side effect of the mitzvah he's doing. But he's not giving her Hana. He's giving a Kadosh Baruch Hu Hana. Or do we say that the issue is, do we have a Nesina, or do we have a boomerang? Is he simply giving it to her and then taking it back? Because kol hamatzil eskavero chayav lahashlim. So the Ritva understands this as an issue in Nesina, the Rashba understands this as an issue in Kesef, and the Tosfos Rihazakein understands it as an issue of Smichus Das. Okay? Similar to what we had previously, but here we have three netunim. It sort of covers more more ground. Okay, so from, yes?
The Rashba is saying that because it's his mitzvah, therefore it's his job, and therefore there's not enough of her, because he's doing what he has to do?
Yeah. Exactly, and this is where I want to move into the Ramban. That Rav Shechter gave a shiur in Ramat Shemesh, which is on YU Torah, when he was here. I don't know why he gave you shiur on, because I wasn't here. I don't know if it was recorded on YU Torah. But he gave a shiur in Ramat Shemesh on what did he give a shiur on? On all sorts of topics. I don't remember the exact topic, but in the course, the beginning of the shiur, that I just heard when I was walking here the other day, he just pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch in different areas is based on different Sifrei Rishonim. So the Shulchan Aruch of Hilchos Aveilus, which begins with Chole, Bikur Cholim, and if things don't work out, then Aveilus, all of that is built on the Torah's Ha'adam of the Ramban, like Yisur Veheter is built on the Taras Habayis of the Rashba, and certain parts of Orach Chaim are built on the Rambam. In other words, that the Shulchan Aruch sort of chose certain Rishonim to use as his basis of building his Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramban was the first one who really dealt with, that we have in writing, who dealt with the issues of Chola and Bikur Cholim and Avelos in a very systematic manner. And one of the issues of the Ramban is in terms of Schar of a Rofe. The Ramban himself was a Rofe. And not like the Rambam, but that was his Iker Tasuka. Right? The Rambam, that was his Parnasa, that he was the doctor of the Sultan in Egypt. The Ramban was basically sat and learned most of the time and was a Rav. But he was also a Rofe. And the question is, in terms of being a Rofe, is a Rofe allowed to receive sachar? Is he allowed to receive a salary? So the Ramban makes a very, very important distinction between two factors. So if you have the Ramban on the other side of the page, so he begins, Linyan schar refua, mirali de mutar lito schar batala, that in the time that he's helping someone, he could have been learning, he could have been using his time for some other purpose, v'tircha. Avol schar halimud asur, namely to make up, like nowadays, a doctor will charge $100 for 10 minutes, he wants to make up the money that he spent to learn refuah. And he's going to make it up by charging people a large amount for his knowledge that he got during the years of study. So the Ramban points out that there, in terms of schar refuah, in terms of the schar of his knowledge, we have gzeras hakasuv. We have gzeras hakasuv that those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does b'chinam, ma'ani b'chinam, afata b'chinam. So the same way that a teacher is not allowed to take sachar for his knowledge, he's only allowed to take schar tircha, schar batala, so also a rofe, right? In other words, ani Hashem rofecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rofe b'chinam, anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does b'chinam, one is not allowed to get sachar. And the Ramban points out that it's havele kischar hazav, kiddush, schar tircha, in other words, namely that the person who is maza, the meipara aduma, on the third day and the seventh day, so he's not allowed to get sachar for he's doing it as a mitzvah. He can't get sachar, but for the tircha and for the schar batala that he's allowed to take. Okay, then the Ramban says, "V'chein mi shiyesh lo samamanim, someone who has a drug, and we have a chole who needs that drug." So the question is, that you know, where it's like the drug companies nowadays, can they say, look, we invested a lot of money in terms of developing this drug, so we'll hold the people hostage, that even though the raw material of this drug don't cost more than $5, but we'll charge $100 because we want to get back our investment, etc., and we want to make profit, etc. Right? Min haraui. A, they're not allowed to charge what people would pay because they're stuck. You're not allowed to do that. Not only that, but also afilu paskulo b'demeyim harbim nedocha kasha'a, v'lo matzus hamonim ela b'yado. What if the deal was made, right? That the drug company said, look, I'm very sorry, but I'm only going to give you this drug for $500, for $1,000. And the fellow has no alternative. That's the only drug that works. He says, okay, and takes the drug. He doesn't have to pay the $1,000. Lo'od ela, ein lo ela demeyim. Now the question is, why? So the Ramban says, because we have a Gemara. What does the Gemara say? So we have a Gemara that deals with a Yavam who didn't want to do his job of Chalitza and was blackmailing the woman, and he asked for an exorbitant amount of money, and she said, okay, I have no alternative, and he does the Chalitza, so the Gemara Paskin that she doesn't have to pay him the money. Doesn't have to pay him the money. So the question is, why not? The Gemara gives another case. Gives a case of someone who is running away from an imprisonment, and he comes to a river, and there's a ferry, and normally the ferry charges $5, but the ferry driver sees quite clearly that this person has no alternative. He's going to get caught and be rearrested unless he's on it. So he says, $50 for you. $5 everyone else, $50 for you. So he gives a handshake, goes across the river, and then gives $5. What about $50? Nope, $5. So the Gemara says, that's correct. Question is, why is that correct? L'chora, we have over here a deal. When we have over here a deal, there was a tenai. I will take you across the river if you will give me $50. So, in achinami, right, that it's not a nice thing to do. And it's usher to do. But the bottom line is, a deal was made. Money is money. How can you just back out on a deal? So here, the Ramban has two understandings of how the halacha is you're out to back out from this deal. One understanding is a rule. What is the rule? The rule is that af agav de bechol tnoim bi alma. Generally, in any tanai, bezin mechayiv en otolita, and you have to keep your word, whatever you said you're going to do. However, in these cases, shamina mina, de kol de masni bischirus, yoser michidei damin. Anyone who's going to raise a price more than the market price, because the other person has no alternative, you're taking advantage of his lack of an alternative, you're taking advantage of his situation, you're taking advantage of his need at this moment for your help. You could say, I was just joking. I was not serious. In other words, that any situation where I'm being held for ransom, I'm being held in an improper situation, then I don't have to keep my word. I never meant it seriously. And so the Ramban comes up with two nafkaminas based on this. Hu hadin b'lokeach samamonim b'yosem echdei demeim nishim docha kacholi. So if you have a drug company which is charging an exorbitant price because the people need the drug, it's the only drug that works, and they're the only drug company that has it, and so they're overcharging. Even if the person says, okay, a deal, I'll pay you, afterwards he can take a step back. However, what if the doctor says, I want an exorbitant price for my knowledge? So here the Ramban says, according to my line of reasoning, im hisna bischar harofe harbe, and the person agreed, because this is the only doctor who can help him. Let's say you have, the woman needs a cesarean. There's only one doctor in town who could do the cesarean. He says, look, I'm an expert in cesareans. I want $15,000 for this operation, when in somewhere else someone would do it for $5,000. And the woman agrees. She can't say afterwards, here's $5,000. Why? It's only on things that have a market price, like the ferry costs $5, and the raw materials of the drug cost X amount of money. Right? This drug grows in a certain field, and there's a certain price of the drug, etc. For, you know, it's,
And this person is holding a person ransom. So in the case of the drug where there is a set price and you're asking exorbitant price, then we say that because you raise the price because of the person's onus, that's mishata nibach. But in terms of the doctor, every doctor has his knowledge. His knowledge is priceless. And therefore, if he says his knowledge is worth $15,000, that's the price of his knowledge. Namely, only when you have something that has two prices, a market price and an exorbitant price, but when we're dealing with knowledge, that's very personal and there's no such thing as overcharging. So that's what the Ramban says. However, the Ramban says there's another understanding of that Gemara that he disagrees with. The Yesh Misha Sover, the Taima de Boreach, that the reason that the Boreach doesn't have to pay more than $5 to go across the river is not because he was taking advantage of an overpriced because of his onus and docha, but rather mishum dechayev lahatzivo mishum hashavas aveda. It's because the ferry driver has a mitzvah to save this person from his captors, and when you're doing a mitzvah, ein lo scharo ela kapoel batel. Going back to the beginning, that you're not doing it for the person, you're doing it for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You're not doing it, in other words, for his hana'a, you're doing it because it's a mitzvah. So you're allowed, a mitzvah, you're allowed to get back your compensation, kapoel batel. That's what we saw, that if you jump into the river to save someone's life, you can give him the charge him for the dry cleaner on your clothes, you could charge him for the time that you spent that you otherwise would have worked, but you can't overcharge because you're not doing it for him, you're doing it as a mitzvah. And according to that, a doctor, ein lo ela schar batala shelo. Namely, the doctor, you know, if had he not been a doctor, he would have been gardening his cucumbers, so you're allowed to pay him what it would have paid someone to garden, to take care of his cucumbers. And not more than that. Namely, that according to the second line of reasoning, any person who is doing a mitzvah is not allowed to gain any profit for doing a mitzvah. Af al pi she mitzvah alav l'rapos, af boreach nami mitzvah v'lahatzil. Ela, the rule is, these are the two deos. Namely, both of them agree you can't ask extra money for drugs. The question is, can the doctor ask for extra money for his knowledge? According to the first deya, according to Ramban, he can. And according to the second deya, he cannot. And the Ramban disagrees with this second deya. The Ramban says that the rule is, kol mitzvahs asei deramia akulei alma, any mitzvah that everyone is supposed to do, im nizdamna lazeh, if this person has a mitzvah, v'lo ratza lekayema ela b'mamon, he's only willing to do his mitzvah if you pay him a lot of money. The ferry driver is only willing to do his mitzvah of saving this person if he'll pay $50. The doctor only is willing to do the mitzvah of helping this woman give birth to a cesarean if you give him $15,000. Ein motzien mamon miyado. You have to pay him. You have to pay him. Lo mafkina mimeno chiyuv shelo. Whatever you agreed to pay, you have to pay. The only time that when someone wants money for doing a mitzvah, you don't have to pay him, is ribbis. What's ribbis? You want a loan. There's a mitzvah for me to give you a loan. I'll give you a loan, but I want profit. There we have a gzeras hakosuv that in the world of ribbis, yotza b'dayonim, I can get the ribbis, the interest back. Okay, so we have over here machokas rishonim. We have the Ramban and the Yesh Misha Sover as to whether, when a person does a mitzvah, is he allowed to ask for more money? The Yesh Misha Sover says, no, he's not. And the Ramban says, he is allowed to. The only thing he's not allowed to do is to overcharge based on onus. But if you're not overcharging, if we're dealing with the knowledge of the doctor, which is priceless, the doctor can ask for whatever he wants. How do we paskin? It's a very big machlokas, and is a doctor allowed to? Again, the doctor is not supposed to take money for his knowledge, right? Because it's ma Hashem b'chinam afu b'chinam. But if he insists, then you have to pay him. And according to the Yesh Misha Sover, you don't have to pay him because he's doing a mitzvah, and you're not allowed to ask for money if you're doing a mitzvah. So we look into the Shulchan Aruch, and we see the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Harofei Aser Lito Chachma Bahalibud. Skaratorach Batala Mutar. He begins like the Ramban, that we have a heter for a doctor to take skar batala, an iser for him to take money for his knowledge. However, what if he insists? So the Shulchan Aruch then continues. Mishi yeshlo samanim, someone who has a drug, v'chaveiro cholev etzarech lahem, osur lo lahalos b'dmeim yotzem en haroi, v'lo od ela filu pasko b'dmeim harbe, mishim tzarech atzoa, v'matsu samanim ela biyado, ein lo ela d'meim. You're not allowed to overcharge, and if you do, you don't have to pay the money. Aval, im hisna b'schar rofe harbe, chayav liten lo. Right? In other words, he paskins like whom? Like the Ramban or the Yesh Misha Sover? Like the Ramban. That the overcharging for the drugs, that's an objective taking advantage of someone's onus that you can't, the drug company is not allowed to do. But the doctor, even though he's not supposed to take money for his knowledge, if he insists, you have to pay him. Then the Ramah continues, Af al pi sheyesh mitzvah alav l'raposo, isn't there a mitzvah and there's a yesh misha sover now to take money? But the Ramban says, Shekol mitzvah sasei d'ram yakulei alma, in nizdam na liyachad l'aratz l'kayim ha'ela b'mamon, ein motziin mamon b'yodo v'mafkiyim b'yodo chiyiv shalahem. You have to pay, exactly like the Ramban. Namely, the Machaber and the Ramah paskin like the Ramban against the yesh misha sover. Why? Why? It's a machlokes rishonim. So look in the Gra, the second Likud. Af al pi, mimashe kasa b'kedushin daf ches amadeis kelev rots. From our sugya, that's the raya that we paskin like the Ramban. That our sugya by the kelev rots is o dilma v'chule, v'lo ifshita v'hu. That since our Gemara ends kelev rots with an abaya do ifshita, ends it with a teiku, that's the raya for the Ramban. So you tell me, since we have three perushim in our sugya, as to what the safek is, which of these three perushim did the Gra understand is pshat in the sugya, and why is that a raya to the Ramban? Firstly, which of these has relevance? Which of these are we talking about that has relevance to a doctor and a person? What? We pointed out, in the world of Kedushin, you require Kesef, Smichus Da'as, and Nesina. Which of these... Clearly, we're dealing with Kesef, right? Is the Hana'ah of the woman, or is it the Hana'ah of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? That's our issue. Are you helping the person, or helping the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? L'chora, says the Gra, if you're helping the person, they should pay for it. If you're helping Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no need to pay for it. Right? So that's our question. And what does the Gemara say? Abaya d'lifshita. When you have an abaya d'lifshita, so the doctor could say, Kimli, I hold like one side of the Gemara. I hold like the side that she's mekudeshet. Namely, this is exactly the issue in the Gemara. This is the machlokis between the Yesh Misha Sover and the Ramban. According to the Yesh Misha Sover, the moment we're dealing with the mitzvahs asay, that's not in the realm of money. That's not in the realm of hana'ah to a person. You're doing a mitzvah. And so you shouldn't get money for doing a mitzvah, period. According to the Ramban, if you insist on taking money to do a mitzvah, you're allowed to take the money as long as you're taking the money for your knowledge, right? So that's perfectly fine. You're considered to be mahana, the individual. Within the Gemara, those were two, according to the Rashba, that's the question, is she mekudeshet or not? And so therefore, the doctor can say, we have a suffix in the Gemara, I paskin, like the side that I'm giving the woman hana'ah, and on that basis I'm asking for the money. And that's considered to be a valid approach. Okay? The seder? Okay, so that's, yes?
That's only if the guest person was healed, paid already. Because if he didn't pay, he could have killed me like the other side.
Correct. Once he paid, yeah. Once he paid. Once the money was paid, so we don't take the money out of the hands of the doctor, because the doctor would of course want payment up front, right? And so the doctor gets payment up front, and then he does the operation. You can't say afterwards, give me back the money, because we have over here abaya in the Gemara. That's the way the Gra understands why we pass him like the Rashba, as opposed, why we pass him like the Ramban, as opposed to the Yesh Misha Sofer. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we're left with is the sugi of ani, and the question is, A, how is the sugi of ani, where there's also a mitzvah of tzedakah, how is that different than the world of the kelev ratzach hareha? Why kelev ratzach hareha is a teku, and in the world of ani, the Gemara says black and white, eina mekudeshet. And then, of course, you have a problem that the Yerushalmi, quoted both by the Tosfos Ri Hazaket and the Rashba, learns the sugi of ani as mekudeshet. And how does that fit in with our sugi? Is the Yerushalmi cholik on the Bavli? Is there reason to distinguish between them? That's what we'll start with, and then we'll move over to the sugya on Daf Tesem and Aleph. That will do be neter on Wednesday. And so on Wednesday, I hope that we will finish up Tishtar, and then B'li Neder will miss Shir on Purim, but we'll have Shir on next a week from Wednesday, and that will start the Wolder Shtar. The Seder. Okay, thank you.